This is Human Capital, news and features of Montana government. I'm J.P. Pomnikowski. Human Capital is a feature on Gallatin Valley Community Radio, KGVM Bozeman at 95.9 FM and everywhere via streaming at kgvm.org. Videos of an all-terrain vehicle driving through the middle of the Blackfoot River in western Montana have prompted outrage. A man in an amphibious off-road vehicle stirred up more than stream sediment this week after driving down several miles of the Blackfoot River as part of a crew spraying for noxious weeds. Fishermen on the river and other locals expressed outrage after videos began circulating of the Sherp all-terrain vehicle chewing through the cherished trout stream, which recently underwent hoot owl fishing restrictions to protect heat-stressed fish. Kathy Schondofer, who co-owns the Blackfoot Angler Fly Shop in Ovando, said, "I've got people storming in here and going, 'What the hell? There's just no way to think that this could do any good to the environment at all.'" Weed control crews typically use a raft if they need to access property along the river. Schondofer referred to multiple cell phone videos showing the black ATV driving the entirety of an 8.5-mile stretch of the river from the North Fork confluence down to the Scotty Brown Bridge. One video, which Schondofer posted on social media, showed the vehicle churning up water as it cruised down the center of the river. She said, "A whole lot of people saw, and my biggest fear is people are going to think, oh, we can take recreational vehicles in the river," she said. Montana Fish, Wildlife, and Parks says that's definitely not okay. FWP Region 2 spokesperson Vivica Krauser said the agency's law enforcement division verified the videos, which she said showed a weed control coordinator contracted by Powell County. Krauser said, "Our regional and state staff had numerous inquiries from the public regarding the work being done. Once our fisheries staff was made aware of the video, and after further investigation, they reached out to Powell County to immediately stop the use of a vehicle driving in the river. FWP staff determined those actions would have required a special permit, known as a Montana Stream Protection Act 124 permit, which Powell County did not have. The permit requires special permission from FWP for any project that may affect the beds or banks of any stream in Montana." FWP said, "Actions like those seen in the video can have a negative impact on habitat and the fishery of the Blackfoot River, both of which are already experiencing difficult conditions this summer. Simply put, operating a motor vehicle impacting Montana's stream bed should not happen without a permit, whether it's along the Blackfoot or any stream across the state." Another video making the rounds on social media was posted by a Missoula County-based fly fishing guide and showed the vehicle driving through what the narrator described as a spot near the River Junction area where bull trout congregate. Bull trout are a federally protected species under the Endangered Species Act. It's illegal for anglers to keep bull trout if they catch them, and numerous state and federal policies aim to conserve their habitat and boost struggling populations. Like many other trout streams across the state, the entirety of the Blackfoot River was recently placed under hoot owl restrictions due to high water temperatures that place the cold water fish at greater risk of dying. Starting in late July, no fishing is allowed on the river from 2 p.m. through midnight to avoid stressing trout when water temperatures are at their highest. FWP is investigating and will determine whether any legal action will be taken. The first couple weeks of August mean the start of hummingbird migration season for almost all North American species of the bird, which soar southward in late summer and early fall when the daylight hours begin to wane. And while many avians migrate south when the seasons start to change, it's uniquely impressive for the hummingbird. The ruby-throated species, for instance, weighs less than a quarter of an ounce, but it can fly nonstop for up to 20 hours when completing a 500-mile trip across the Gulf of Mexico. This is J.P. Pomnikowski for Human Capital on KGVM 95.9 FM and online at kgvm.org. All past episodes of Human Capital are available online anytime at kgvm.org.